Let's go out of pain. Okay, okay. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Yes, and today is no different. No, it's Thursday. Russ is going to kiss.
I'm excited, yep.
Tomorrow, there's Angel and Ryan in the morning.
Angel and Ryan in the morning.
Hell's a poppin'.
Did you say Ryan and Angel in the morning? Is
ooh,
that what you said?
I said Ryan and Angel in the morning.
I would never say that. It's Angel and Ryan in the morning. I did mess up once and put my name first, though.
Don't do that. It's caused many wars. Yeah, it's caused many wars. Yes, and guess what? Shout out to all the waiters out there, especially the ones that work at Dustin's Barbecue. Love Dustin's Barbecue. Big sponsor of the show and big sponsor To The Top. And if you're going to have lunch today, and I've said one thing that made you laugh, or one thing that maybe made you motivated, or one thing that pissed you off. I've never said that. I've never said anything here on the show.
Never.
That pisses people off. But if it did, go to Dustin's. That's a good meal, especially a Thursday. Don't you want a hearty Dustin's meal on a Thursday? Isn't that a good thing? You get a little pork.
Some chicken.
Maybe get a little steak. They got good shrimp there. I had the shrimp. Excelente.
I've not had the shrimp yet.
Next time you go, Russ.
All right.
Now, I saw this. Oh, and speaking of tipping and waiters and stuff, if you go to monsters.fm, got a bunch of podcasts on there. And you can actually get a singled out To The Top right there. And we talk about tipping. Yesterday on the show, we talked about it. Are you tipping the right way? I found out I could be saving $400 a year, not just by getting Geico for my insurance, but doing the right way with tipping. So check that out at monsters.fm. I appreciate it, everybody. Who's been downloading it. Now, I saw this yesterday, and I immediately thought, oh my gosh, another symbol of outrage. Everybody's outraged. Nobody can just be okay. It's like you got to get mad about
everybody's
something.
Everybody's mad about something.
And Russ, I know you normally play this game, but I'm going to play it. Ready?
Yeah.
Is this racist?
Okay,
oh,
good.
I thought I was going to get a double O from you guys.
I'm getting good at this.
Okay.
I'll be able to tell you.
And you probably, maybe you've seen this, but I hope you haven't, just so I get a natural reaction.
Is this racist? Okay.
Okay. I saw yesterday Burger King pulled an ad.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you delved into what the whole thing, other than, okay, and Ryan and Angel, have you seen this, that they pulled an ad?
I know this story.
Yeah. So, from what I saw yesterday, Burger King pulled an ad because it was getting complaints that it was racist, that, of insensitivity. Now, this ad was on in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's not here.
Right.
I don't think, So, what was the ad? It was a commercial of white people eating a burger, this new burger that they have with chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gigantic chopsticks.
Right.
It's really funny. Like, from what I saw, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, at that point of how much knowledge I knew about this ad, I said, really? Like, what's the big deal? Like,
it was their new Asian burger, right?
Well, no. It was the Vietnamese burger.
Okay.
Is that racist, Ryan Holmes?
I'm going to go with no, because if I saw an ad in Asia and someone was confused by a fork, I wouldn't be offended.
Angel, is that ad racist?
I don't know enough to answer it.
Well, thank you.
Because culturally,
just take a guess, man. Just say either way. What do you think? If you saw it, it's people eating Chinese, well, you know, eating a burger with chopsticks. That's really what it was, and then it's an Asian burger.
I don't know.
Okay.
I say it's just a stereotype. It's not even a stereotype. Asian people use chopsticks.
I agree.
I see nothing wrong with it.
Well, and when I heard it was the Vietnamese
which
burger,
means it's probably bad if I see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, that's true. I probably shouldn't be agreeing with you.
Yeah. I mean, but to me, it's like, no, Asian people use chopsticks. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think we're all way too sensitive about things.
Well, but there's got to be something going on in New Zealand and Australia for this ad to be pulled. Maybe it would fly here and no one would bat an eye at it. This is regionally or culturally. That's what I was trying to say. I don't know culturally what the relationships is in Australia with the Vietnamese in that community.
That's true. But I think at face value, would it run here? And it was a silly, the Burger King does those commercials where it looks like they're
just would it run here now? No. Everyone's way too sensitive. Everybody cries about everything now. So, no. You can't have chopsticks because, oh, my God, someone's going to be offended. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think they would name it the Vietnamese burger, right?
I'll say this. It's probably culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
Is it a great ad? No.
Why is it culturally
racist? No, because calling everything racist in this society actually takes away power from the word racist.
Why is it culturally insensitive? Culturally, they use chopsticks.
It's mocking. So, is it mocking the way that they eat? I mean,
I can see how it could be culturally insensitive. I don't find it that way, but it's people that aren't Asian, from what I've seen in the commercial, trying to figure out how to use chopsticks. It's so crazy that I would use this to pick up. I don't think it's worth getting offended for. There are real things in the world that you should be getting offended about, but this is not one of them. But definitely stop. Can we just stop calling everything racist?
I'm with you on that. On the whole racist and thing, but I kind of thought it was funny. Like, the commercial was kind of funny.
Yeah!
They're giant red chopsticks. I mean, yeah, you're right. Racist would be that we're better, and this Vietnamese burger sucks, and we're gonna, you know, because we're... But it's... Yeah, I don't know.
It's a stereotype.
And it wasn't all Asian.
Again, we don't know what's going on that side of the world, the relationship with the Asian community in that part of the world. You know?
I do wonder. Now, speaking since we're on the Asian kick, I decided to stay on the Asian kick. I love Asia. I love Japan especially, man. I really want to go to Japan. I love Chinese people, too, man. Really, every single Chinese person I ever met has been so cool. So I love Asia, right? But they do some things that annoy me, like this. A big movie was released in China.
Uh-huh.
One of the biggest movies of the year, of last year. Oscar award winning film. Mm-hmm. But in China, The Red Veil, it's been a rough time getting films in there.
Yeah.
That aren't completely censored. And this film, Oscar award winning film, has now been completely censored.
Yeah.
And I think it's messed up, man. I think it's wrong. I don't even know if I was the filmmaker, would I be like, why would I allow my film to go out there if they're going to chop out this?
Because it's going to make you a lot of money.
Right. Well, they already made a lot of money. And these people who make these films, they're good. They're not, you know, trying to get a payday loan. You know, they're doing all right. They released Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
And in China, and they cut out all of the gay stuff.
And, you know, when you're doing a story about Freddie Mercury, cutting out all the gay stuff is pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's like doing a movie about Snoop Dogg and not mentioning weed.
Right.
You know?
But isn't that kind of what the movie got beat up for?
Not
enough of it.
Yeah.
I never saw the movie.
Was there a lot in it?
There was not a lot, but there was some. You had a relationship with a man and whatever. But, you know, like I said, for me, there was just enough gay for me. It wasn't too much gay. It was enough to represent that he was gay, but it was more about him.
Still haven't seen it, but I know it's more so a story of Queen and not Freddie Mercury, right? I mean, obviously it's
more Freddie Mercury,
but it's supposed to be about Queen.
Really?
I mean, the movie's called Bohemian. It's not just the Freddie story, like the Jimi Hendrix stuff that they've done.
They focus on Freddie Mercury.
Yeah,
most of the time. Yeah,
like I said, hadn't seen it, but from what the Queen members and other people were saying, the reason they didn't focus on the more so gay stuff or more so hardcore graphic stuff is because, like, this is a story about all of us, not just Freddie.
Yeah.
That's what I'd read. Still haven't seen it.
What'd you think, Angel? It was more about Freddie, right? It was.
It really is the movie about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
They barely represent the other guy.
So much so that they feel that they could be a sequel,
right,
where it focuses on the rest of the band after Freddie Mercury
passes. Yeah.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Everybody's, man, the band got so much better after Freddie.
No, nobody's said that. Yeah.
Nobody's ever said that. And I love, what's the guy's, Adam?
Adam Levine. No.
Nope.
Adam.
That's a different Adam.
What's the guy?
Lambert.
Lambert. Lambert. I'm a lamb head. I love him.
Delicious lamb head.
I am a delicious lamb head. Get your flag out of here. Motivational minute. What is your limiting belief? All right, what is a limiting belief? What is a limiting belief? I was talking to a friend the other day where some people asked me to talk to them, inspire. I love it, especially when they're dealing with stuff I've kind of haven't heard of and kind of sit down. And within the first 5 minutes of this person, they told me five different things that they were. Oh, I never work out. That's just not me. I love food, so I don't eat. I just don't eat good. And after about the fifth time, I looked at her. I said, when did you define yourself? When did you define who you were? Was it as a kid when you loved eating really good food? Was it as an adult when you just decided not to work out? When did you officially define who you were? Because I'm not definable. Like, I'm ever evolving. That's what we should all be. But the second you say, I am this, I will always be fat, I will never work out, that's just not me. Those are beliefs. They are not facts. It's just something that stuck with you, that it hit your nerve as a kid, or it hit your nerve as an adult, and it became almost cauterized within you. You can let go of that. That is a limiting belief. Every time you say you can't do something, flip it. You know what? Let me give it a shot. I think I can. I ain't going to hurt you. You look at me. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I had as much energy as you, Carlos. I wish I got up in the morning. I didn't used to get up in the morning all the time. I used to sleep in bed. But I changed my purpose, and I started believing in myself more so. And that's how it works. It starts with your mindset, believing in yourself, moving forward. Because if you're a parent, if you're a mentor, if you're somebody that people are looking at you, they will then take on that limiting belief. You don't want to do that. It's just a belief. It's not a fact. Remember that. It's just a belief. It's not a fact. We were not born pre-programmed with anything in our brains. It's stuff we learn. It's stuff that people tell us, that we soak in, and we go, oh, this is who I am. That's not who you are. You can achieve your goals. You will succeed. It starts with your mind. I believe in you. Nobody else believes in you. I believe in you. You can overcome what you're trying to do. Do not listen to that limiting belief. Ryan Holmes, do you have any limiting beliefs?
Oh, thousands.
Yes, and you're a talented, super funny guy, and limiting beliefs really hurt everybody. We all have them. We all have them. It's about recognizing them and going, ah, that's trying to hurt me. That's not a regular thought. You can do it. I know you can. If you need any type of other motivation, hit me up on Instagram. I love getting back to people on direct message there. It's To The Top Carlos. And, of course, you can see all the To The Tops and more at monsters.fm. I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To The Top, neighbors.